relationships this week, but we have some good. Lindsay Lohan, I never thought I'd actually, you know, use good and Lindsay Lohan in the same sentence, but I am. There's rumors that Lindsay Lohan and Philip Pline shared their first public kiss in Italy on Tuesday night. She is dating this German designer and they enjoyed a romantic meal together before engaging in the intimate moment outside the restaurant. Their kiss came a couple days after it was said that they were dating, and they only met last Friday. So, you know, might be going a little fast, but I'm happy for Lindsay Lohan. She seems to like this guy. There seems to be a lot of chemistry there. I think she needs something positive in her life since she is such a screw up. And maybe that'll keep her out of jail. I'm just saying. Positive for Lindsay Lohan. Keep it up. That's good. All right. Next one. We have Jennifer Aniston and Justin Theroux. You know, in the past couple weeks, I've been talking about Jennifer Aniston, saying they've been going way too fast, even though they did buy a $3 million house together and they've only been dating for a couple months. I have to give it, you know, I was online looking at celebrity gossip and I saw pictures, a photo shoot that they did together on top of a New York City rooftop, and they both looked completely smitten. They looked adorable with each other. He was giving her kisses on the cheek. She was laughing, smiling. And, you know, Jennifer Aniston hasn't had that great of luck with love, and she may have finally found her knight in shining armor. I'm hoping, even though they have gone a little fast, it does look like they are truly in love, and I'm hoping that's the case, and I'm hoping that they can stay with each other, they can get married, do all, you know, those things, have kids, stuff like that. Hopefully, he doesn't break her heart, because that seems to happen a lot to Jennifer Aniston, but from the pictures, they did look in love. So good for you, Jennifer Aniston. Keep it up. I hope this is the right man. Next, Jessica Simpson is rumored to be pregnant with her first child. According to In Touch magazine, the 31-year-old singer is carrying a little one, with the father being her former NFL player fiance, Eric Johnson. You know, insiders said that she's having cravings, that she's having all these symptoms of being pregnant. People said that she wanted nachos dipped in chocolate, which is her snack of choice. So, you know, I'm hoping that she's pregnant, kind of. I mean, always good news when someone's pregnant. I'm just hoping that baby isn't as dumb as she is. But I'm happy for Jessica Simpson. I hope she has a very happy pregnancy, if she really is pregnant. So that's a part of the good. This next one, I was actually very surprised. Jason Derulo and Jordan Sparks were spotted at the Philippe Chow in West Hollywood last night celebrating Jordan Sparks' 22nd birthday, and they looked pretty cozy together. Derulo has previously been linked to his It Girl music video co-star, Tika Sumter, who, you know, I'm hoping doesn't hear about these rumors, or else there would be drama. But I think that Jordan Sparks and Jason Derulo would make a very hot, famous couple, very talented, and I think it'd be a very interesting relationship. They could, you know, sing together, serenade each other. That'd be great. I wish I had, you know, a talented singer as a boyfriend, you know, just whenever I'm bored, he can just start singing to me. But they'd be a hot couple. Next to the bad, I don't have that many, which I was kind of upset about, because, you know, I always want to hear about people breaking up and stuff. But this one is actually kind of sad, that there are a lot of rumors going around that Demi Moore and Ashton Kutcher are headed towards a divorce. Demi has been showing a lot of signs of some real depression, while Ashton, you know, with his Two and a Half Men premiere, has just been partying it up around town. And Demi apparently hasn't even left the house, doesn't even want to talk to him, and he's just doing whatever he wants to, which is not, you know, how a marriage is supposed to go. And Demi was supposed to attend David LaChapelle's art show in West Hollywood Tuesday night, but she pulled out of the event last minute because she was so upset about a fight that Ashton and her got into earlier that night. It's totally understandable where she's coming from. I hope that they don't get divorced, because I've always thought of them as a power couple. Ashton Kutcher is really hot. Demi Moore is really hot. And I think this whole Two and a Half Men is going to Ashton Kutcher's head. I'm hoping that he'll calm down and they'll get back to how things were before. But there are rumors that they are getting divorced. The next one is Ryan Reynolds and Olivia Wilde have been going on dates, which is upsetting because in the past couple weeks I had said Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock were going on dates. And I thought that was going to be, you know, the couple of the century. Ryan Reynolds, Sandra Bullock would be an amazing couple. But now he, you know, of course, is getting around Ryan Reynolds and went to dinner with Olivia Wilde, who is from House. If you don't know who she is, she's also from The Change Up, I believe, where she was co-starring with Ryan Reynolds. So maybe that's how they kind of hooked up. But witnesses said at dinner he was putting his arm around her and they were very cuddly. And I'm upset about this. That's why this is in the bad column, because I thought Ryan Reynolds and Sandra Bullock were going to be a couple and I thought it was going to be beautiful. But Olivia Wilde, whore, has to mess it up. Whatever. I can't do anything about it, I guess. So I don't have any ugly for my celebrity couples, which is, of course, upsetting. I, of course, want to say who's breaking up and who's just being weird in the celebrity relationship world. But that's all I have for you. So we are going to go to a commercial break really quick. We're going to come back, do some celebrity gossip, and then we're going to get on to Ryan and Miles, which everyone should be very excited about because it's going to be very interesting. Okay, this is DJ Lucky and Loose Lips on radio.dominican.edu.
Yo, Cisco, let's take him on a trip. Like we had a party and put shrooms in the dip. Now I'm tripping, and my girl won't listen when I tell her that I love her and I really, really miss her. Let's do it like we never did before. Let's just lose control. I know you know what I know. Let's just lose control. I've been drinking, but I feel fine. I've been thinking you should be mine for the weekend. You make my heartbeat stop, so I beatbox and try to pump it back up like some Reeboks. If love is a drug, I need a detox, cause you get me high in the treetops. But I can see it all from here, got my head up in the clouds, but it's all so clear. Here, my dear, take a look in the mirror. You're looking at the reason I'ma kill it this year. I've been drinking, but I feel fine. I've been thinking, you should be mine for the weekend, for a long time. Seaside, working real hard for you to be mine.
You could be my sun ray on a summer day. You could be the sea spray, take my breath away. You could be everything, girl, everything. And I could be your everything, girl, everything.
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 I've been drinking, but I feel fine. I've been thinking, you
Hello and welcome back to Loose Lips. That was a song by Shwayze, one of my, you know, not favorite artists, but I thought that that was a cute little song. Okay, so, you know, I kind of want to go through this quickly because I want as much time as possible with my boys. So, celebrity gossip. I'm going to go through this quickly. I have some Justin Bieber news, which I know everyone's so excited to hear about. Justin Bieber, woo! So, Justin Bieber has revealed that he's hit the studio with his mentor Usher for his forthcoming Christmas album. And you know how Usher and Justin Bieber, you know, made a hit before together. So most likely for all those tweens out there, here's another hit coming your way. Also, Boys to Men is said to be taping on the holiday album. Ryan likes that. And it's rumored to be eyeing a November 1st release. So all those 12, 13 and Ryan, November 1st, you're going to have to listen for the Boys to Men, Justin Bieber. I know that you're going to like that. So Ryan and the tweens will definitely be looking forward to that. Next, in the past couple weeks, I've been discussing Scarlett Johansson. I've kind of been bashing her, you know, for her nude photo scandal and, you know, kind of getting around with different celebrities. But she broke the silence after falling victim to her privacy invasion, and she sat down to address the release of her nude photos, which were hacked from her cell phone. And she spoke about the matter with CNN, saying, "Just because you're an actor or make films or whatever doesn't mean you're not entitled to your own personal privacy," which I agree with, but don't have nude photos on your phone. What's the point? I mean, send them and then delete them, or just don't take them at all. And she seemed very genuine with her apology and what she was talking about. But, you know, I still kind of got to give her shit for taking naked pictures of herself. Don't do it. You know that you're a celebrity. You know that you're going to be in the spotlight for whatever you do. So, I mean, I know a lot of boys liked seeing her left boob, but I would just, like I said earlier weeks, don't take nude pictures of yourself and you won't get caught up in this kind of thing. Next, I have, hi Miles. Miles is in the studio right now. I have Nicole Richie, you know, the stick thin 90 pounds maybe, got breast implants over the summer, which I think would look very weird. It'd be like, you know, a mop with huge tits. Oh, I shouldn't say tits. Oh, well, boobs. And she got breast implants. Apparently they're C cup, which I think would just look very weird because she is 80 pounds. And I feel like her boobs add 80 more pounds. But, you know, whatever makes her happy, I guess. Next, Spencer Pratt. Haven't heard about him in a while. I mean, I don't know who wants to hear about him because he's a total loser. But his desperate aspirations to be a celebrity, he is trying to find a job, trying to find his profession, and he just can't do anything because whenever he calls someone for an interview, they just laugh at him, pick up, and hang up, which is embarrassing for him. But I mean, he's an idiot, so he kind of deserves it. The last thing that I have on celebrity gossip that I'm going to discuss is Kevin Federline and his wife, I guess they're together, Victoria Prince, just introduced their new daughter, 6-week-old daughter, Jordan Kay. And, you know, Federline also also is the father to Jaden 5 and Preston 6 of Britney Spears, and also has Caleb 6 and daughter Corey, who's 8, with fellow ex Shar Jackson. So, you know, 3 different women he has children with. Not trying to bash on him at all, but that's a little risque if you ask me. So that's all I'm really going to discuss with celebrity gossip, because I do have Ryan and Miles in the studio right now, and I want to get to them as soon as possible so we can discuss everything. So I'm going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, we're going to be talking to Ryan and Miles. This is DJ Lucky on Loose Lips on radio.dominican.edu.
You up when you're down, be there when no one's around. When you're in unfamiliar places, count on me through life's changes. I'm in tune with how you feel. Everything about this is real. When you're in unfamiliar places, count on me through life's changes.
And welcome back to Loose Lips. I have in the studio right now Ryan McIntosh and Miles Carrillo, both from the men's basketball team here at Dominican. Miles, we have not had you on our show ever, even last semester. So tell me a little bit about yourself.
Well, MK, I am from the basketball team, as you mentioned. I am a biology major here at the school. I live in Edge Hill, 625, if you ever want to come visit. And I don't know, that's about it. I'm not really a very interesting person. You have to get to know me for that.
You're an interesting person. We had a nice conversation today at Chipotle. Remember that one?
I do not. I do not remember that.
Shut up. And we have back in the studio Ryan.
Yeah, yeah.
So, first off, I need to ask Miles a couple questions that I asked Ryan last week. Because I did grill you a little bit, Ryan, correct?
Yeah, a little bit.
So, Miles, are you a virgin?
Virgin. That means you've had sex once, correct?
Miles, answer the question.
I am not a virgin.
Okay. What do you look for in a girl? Wait. First of all, let me ask. What do you look for in a girl when you want to have sex with them?
What's
the difference between one that you want to have sex with and one that you want to date?
Well, I first look at the personality because, I mean, I love having sex with personality. I think if a girl doesn't have a good personality, then you can't really, you know, can't get into it with them. It's different.
But, I mean, isn't sex just sex for you? Does it really matter if they have a good personality?
No, not at all. Ryan, how do you feel? I don't know. You the same way?
Well, considering the fact I don't really have sex as often.
That's true. Never mind.
As you do, or probably at all, then I can't really chime in on that one, Miles.
So it's all on you, Miles.
I say physical appearance is second to personality, but I guess if it comes down to it, if the girl is a 10, I guess personality goes right out the window.
I guess so.
Well, what's the baseline for that as far as, well, if she's like a 4 in the personality range and a 6.
You add them together and divide by 2 and it has to be at least a 10, you know?
Really?
Yeah. No, not a 10.
Not a 10. That would make the total score a 20.
That'd be a 10.
Which would be wifey status.
Mm-hmm. So it's got to be like an 8.
An 8?
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty high for, you know.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have a 10 personality and a 6 buddy. Looks, and then she's worthy of spending the night, you know?
Yeah, well, yeah. That's pretty good formula
I mean,
for
have you ever had any girls where you're just like, oh, why did I just do that?
You know, I don't know if I'm comfortable answering this on air.
Can I ask, what's your number?
This year I'm going to be number 21 in
basketball. Cell phone number?
714-615.
Do not say your cell phone number.
She said number, and I'm...
I want to know what your number is of how many girls you've had sex
with. I'm a 34 on the waist, 32, 33 on the waist.
Okay, Ryan.
Number of girls, I would say, I think it's 5 right now.
5 altogether?
5.
In your lifetime?
5.5.
5.5. Miles, that's a complete lie.
All right. It's 6. I was
no, that's a lie too.
All right. I guess I won't completely grill you on this. You know, people out there know the truth, I guess. All right. It's okay. I'm just kidding. It's 6. So, what do you look for in a girl that you want to date?
You look at the eyes first, and then I think maybe the hand second.
Miles, personality-wise.
Personality-wise? Oh, that's tough. I think if they're nice, kind, thoughtful, caring.
How do you measure
good
nice,
study habits,
kind, thoughtful, and caring?
Good study habits.
Study habits are important because you can't study with someone who's stupid and like doesn't want to study, you know? You mm-hmm. want someone that's going to keep you in line and want to work on homework instead of like always like going to the movies or, you know, doing things that most normal couples do. You got to have
having sex.
No, that's yes. You're, yeah.
Yeah.
That too. Mm-hmm.
That's a correct.
Miles, I always want to know, I always want to ask another dude, because when you take a girl out on a date and say you're going to some really nice restaurant like Applebee's or the Sizzler.
Applebee's or the Sizzler.
And so you're going out and...
Oh my God.
Maybe you're getting like a 2-for-20 deal because half price appetizers after 9 at Applebee's, ladies. When is it appropriate to start asking for her to pay for her half a dinner? Because I don't
Never.
Know. If I pay every time, that's free dinners for her every time. Like, I'm burning a hole in my wallet.
Yeah.
Then don't go out to dinner that much. But I mean,
think personally, after the second date, it should alternate back and forth. You know?
No. No. Because a guy should always pay for dinner.
Well, if guys and girls are equal, why does the guy always have to pay?
Here's the thing. How I feel is, once you get into a relationship and it starts getting...
How she felt about it.
Ryan, this is my show. Shut up. Okay. I think that in the relationship, if it starts to become serious, then it's okay for the girl to start paying for hers, or even for the girl to start paying for the guys as well. But leading up to the relationship, I think that the guy should always pay. Always.
Leading up to the relationship, I agree, because you gotta
and in the beginning of the relationship.
Well, I think, no, not even that. Once you have the girl, once you are dating, I feel like you can make her pay whenever you want. She's not going to break up with you because you didn't buy her a meal, you know?
Exactly.
When have you ever heard, Sally broke up with Jim because he didn't buy her the Applebee's 2-for-20 deal? That never happens.
She can pay for her appetizers.
She can buy desserts,
too. She can get her boneless buffalo wings by herself.
But I, at the same time, I do like to pay for a dinner every once in a while just to show, like, hey... I care about you this
much. Just not that much, because I'm only paying once, and you've taken me to dinner 113 times.
Yeah,
and you're paying for Taco Bell.
I think 1 in 5.
Yeah, Red Lobster.
I think 1 in 5. Mm-hmm. 1 in 5.
Well, I look at it this way: if she is like legitimately offering every time, then I have to give her kudos for her effort, because going into the date, I know whether or not I'm paying for the whole meal. Like, that's already been figured out in my head, and I've financially set myself up to be able to do that. So
unless you are going out with a girl that eats a ton, and then she catches you off guard, and then you're in trouble.
If she eats like a horse, if she orders some fruity drink with dinner as opposed to water, we might be going over budget, because that pink lemonade does not fit in on the tab.
That's where you got to draw the line. You just got to step in and say, hey, no more pink lemonade. Stick with the water.
That is
look here, Cal. You're
look
not
down
any
and then
dessert.
Look up and say, hey, I want a water, because you don't need any more of that Dr. Pepper.
Or in extreme situations, you just leave. You just say, hey, I'm going to the bathroom, and then you bounce.
Or you could say, hey, I'm going to the bathroom. Go back, talk to the waiter, and say, hey, make your Sprite look like water.
Yeah, yeah. Carbonated water, blow some bubbles in it, maybe toss a lemon in there, and it's Diet Sprite, Sprite Zero. That's it.
You guys are awful.
No, we're just being financially savvy. That's
exactly.
What we are.
Frugal with the dollar.
Then we have
okay,
more money
but if
to
you're
spend
gonna be
on
frugal,
other
if you're gonna be frugal with the dollar, don't go to a super expensive
if she
restaurant.
Wants me to buy, if she wants me to buy her food instead of beautiful earrings from Claire's, then I don't know.
Beautiful earrings from Claire's.
The money that you don't spend on dinners, you can spend on
Claire's
much better
earrings
things.
Are like $3 for the record.
Exactly. That's how much it costs for a pink lemonade at Applebee's. So you get to choose. Rhinestone earrings or pink lemonade refills.
If I was a girl, I would go with the free refills, because
I might go for the refills as well.
Oh, well, the nice girls that I speak to always go for the $3 rhinestone earrings.
But the rhinestone earrings go to, they mess up really easily, and they can get your ear infected.
I disagree. That's not even true. Can we move on to the next
Since you know about Claire's rhinestone earrings.
Since I do know about Claire's rhinestone earrings.
Do you wear Claire's rhinestone earrings?
No, but I bought several rhinestone earrings from Claire's that girls have loved.
Well, that's
they're
great.
Extravagant.
I'm excited for you. I feel like you are a very good boyfriend. Okay.
Amazing. Moving on.
So I think Ryan and I were talking about this last week after the show. When is it appropriate? So I'm going to ask a couple questions for Ryan and Miles. When is it appropriate to do such things? So first one, when is it appropriate for someone to fart or burp in front of their boyfriend or girlfriend?
Never.
No, I think never? If you are a,
never.
If you are the guy in a relationship, you have the right to fart whenever you
whenever
want.
Whenever you want to.
No, whenever that's not fair. To, I thought.
I feel like farting around a woman like makes you manly. You
know? No, it doesn't.
It shows off your manlyhood.
It really doesn't.
It gives the girl something to giggle about, you know?
Okay, here's
one. Oh, my God, it stinks so bad.
Here's what, I mean, at least for me, girls hate when guys fart around them.
I don't believe
that. It doesn't show, you know, the guy being masculine.
It's the most masculine thing you can do, pretty much, other than a few other select things we won't discuss on the air. But farting in front of a girl, possibly on top of the girl, is probably the manliest thing you could offer up and the biggest like sign of respect for your lady friend.
And if a girl farts on you, I mean, I don't have a problem with it.
No, I definitely have a problem with that.
You do? That's
weird.
Yeah,
most definitely. That's not okay for a girl to fart. I had an experience junior year of high school, first serious girlfriend. And it was, first of all, she tricked me into a relationship. She manipulated me. Don't like her. She farted, and it was extremely unamusing for one and disgusting. But the funny thing is that she thought it was hilarious, and she thought I was trying to be funny when my face was so serious. And it wasn't funny least bit because she
flashed. Can you tell us what kind of fart it was? Was it one of those
What was the smell?
Was it silent but
what
deadly?
Was it a little popper?
It was not,
I was glad it wasn't a silent and deadly one because that would have caused a
Was it just you two in the room or wherever you were?
Yeah, that's awkward.
It would have caused. It's her, but she's like, no, that wasn't.
No, she definitely claimed it for one.
That's hot.
No, that's not hot in the least bit.
That's so hot.
It would have caused a rift in our relationship if the fart had actually smelled. But the flatulation was minor in the smell department, and it was more just like a, like one of those just sound effect ones, like whoopee cushion esque.
Is that a real one? I couldn't.
No.
Whoopee cushion esque.
Nope, that was a fake one.
So Miles, you think how long into a relationship?
Well, I believe that once you start talking to someone, it's all relevant. You know, it doesn't. It's kind of how much you like the person. If they buy you dinner, if they are making you feel comfortable, you're able to be yourself around them, having a good time all the time. I think it could be you meet someone and 2 hours later, you guys could be dating. Or the other way around, you're not sure what's going on. You're kind of still getting your feet wet, and it might take up to 5-10 years. You never know.
For a girl to fart in front of a boy.
She better not fart in front of me, otherwise we're done.
I thought we were talking about something different. I thought you were talking about dating.
I'm saying how
get
long...
Get your feet wet in 5 to 10 years. You better not fart in front of me for a decade. Not for a whole decade or else we're through. We're through!
That's why I was like, what? Okay, wait. So, fart-wise.
How long is it?
How long is it appropriate?
Think of
for me to get my gas mask in the mail.
Think of like the finest girl you ever been with, or like the girlfriend you're most infatuated with, and if she just let one go, and think of the worst possible scenario for this. Think of you guys maybe sitting at the dinner table having a nice family dinner, and she definitely just like one of those
that
little,
was kind
of
silent,
like
though.
One of those like silent squirters, you know. And then you were sitting next to her, and it kind of just creeped up into your nose. And
it was the ketchup bottle fart.
No, yeah, the end of the ketchup bottle
but
fart.
You can always blame it on the ketchup bottle.
No, because it wasn't ketchup at the table because you guys weren't eating anything that involved ketchup. And it definitely wasn't the lasagna you were eating. So, or you guys are just sitting there, and she's laughing, and you guys are like, you know, play fighting. And she's ha ha ha, and then one of those come out.
Those are the best. When the girl is laughing really hard, or
Mary Kay, do you have a boyfriend?
No.
Okay, moving on to the next question.
Shut up. No, I'm not saying. I think that for a girl, it should at least be a year before she thinks it's okay to fart in front of her boyfriend. Burping, I think, is a different a different story. Do you guys agree?
It's still gross. I don't know.
If she burps and blows in my face, we're breaking up.
It just burps smell.
That's pretty gross. I don't like when people do that. What if I burped right now?
I wouldn't really care.
That was a good one, huh? Cool.
Next question. Please.
When is it appropriate to talk about marriage and kids in a relationship? Because I feel like a lot of couples today, you know, they'll be 4 months in the relationship and they'll be like, I want to name our kid this. We're going to get married here. What do you guys think?
Miles? I don't think Miles is ever getting married.
I think that's weird, to be honest. I think that you can't really talk about that kind of stuff until you're married or else.
Well, I mean, you can't talk about marriage until you're married.
No, about naming your kids before you're even married, or else, unless you're planning on having a kid before you're married, and it's acceptable. But
you never joked with a girl about baby names? Because I'm pretty sure I already have, like, 2 baby names picked out.
No, I haven't done that. What are your baby names?
Well, my boy is going to be Elijah James McIntosh. EJ. Elijah James. I like that name a lot. And my girl, I was thinking about naming Nala or maybe Jayla.
Nala, like from Lion King?
Yeah, just like that.
Nice. My girl's name is going to be Layla.
Layla?
And then my boy's
name. Like Muhammad Ali's daughter?
Mm-hmm. And then my boy's name is going to be Hayden.
That's a stupid name.
Well, Hayden, Nala is a stupid name.
Hayden's pretty feminine. I dated a girl named Hayden in third grade.
I think I know a girl named Angela Hayden. My friend liked her. She wasn't that cute.
Why is it that when I say something, you guys both bash on me? I didn't say anything about the Nala.
Because you agree that Nala is an adorable name.
Yeah, you were like, aw.
The only reason I think it's adorable is because it's a character from Lion King.
Exactly.
I guess you're right. Okay, you've never thought about child names before?
No, Miles is probably naming his son or daughter Miles.
Yeah, either way, I'm either going to add an A for a girl or just leave it Miles for a guy.
Miles, huh?
I think that'd sound beautiful, actually.
Miles Carrillo here. That's my real name.
Or just go with Miley.
Miley or Miles.
Even though that's my nickname.
Well,
yeah, it's very feminine.
If she comes out looking like you, that might be a problem.
Oh.
It's okay. My sister looks like me, so. Oh. She has a different name, so it works out.
Obviously.
Okay, next question. Is snoring unattractive?
Completely unattractive.
Unless you're in sync with your partner snoring and like making music intentionally.
But what if you snore?
That's completely appropriate. It's just like the farting thing. It's a manly thing to do.
I think that makes me more upset than farting. Because snoring it's not something you can say just stop because the person's asleep. You have to be rude.
I've had them up. Yeah, I've had experiences with this. Not my girlfriend snoring, but I was snoring and I never thought I'd be a snorer. But on occasion, you know, I like a look here and there. So, yeah. And she would wake me up and be like, hey, you're snoring. And I would apologize and say, okay, I'll stop snoring. And then usually.
But it's not like you can help it.
Sometimes I really did stop snoring. And then sometimes I really didn't stop snoring.
But that's the thing. That's the difference between the farting thing and the snoring thing. With farting, you can hold it in. But with snoring, you can't help it.
If she's snoring, I'm going to wake her up because I'll be awake and I'll be pissed. So,
Are you a light sleeper?
I'm a light sleeper if she's snoring in my ear. Yeah, that would make me a light sleeper. How about you, Miles?
Yeah, I wouldn't be able to sleep at all, to be honest. That'd be terrible.
She would have to leave.
That is horrible.
Well, no, that's not horrible. That's just better for both of us.
What if a girl talks in her sleep?
Then I'll talk back to her.
Depends what she's saying. If she's saying funny things, then you just got to let her keep rolling. But if it's just like... and it's like, shut up.
Please, go
back to sleep. Stop pretending you're awake.
Chicken and waffles.
I mean, if they're saying that kind of stuff, you can kind of listen and be like, all right, keep talking. What else you got? You know, you got.
Snoring is okay for guys, but not for girls. That's what you guys are telling me.
No, I'm not being rude, but just snoring is just not good in general.
So a girl, if they were to date either one of you, should get one of those little nose strips?
We didn't say we snored, or at least I don't snore.
I'm saying if a girl is if you're gonna, if a girl wants to date you, that girl should get a little strip for her nose.
Her noise. Yeah, she should get that and a muzzle because the tongue kind of contributes to the old snoring sound too.
Oh my God, Miles, you snore.
How would you know?
Maybe we should give her one of those things like that astronauts wear. You know, one of those giant helmets, or maybe people like deep sea diving wear.
Or put her in a Darth Vader mask when she goes to sleep.
That'd be funny.
Except you'd wake up next to Darth Vader and that would be frightening.
Yeah, I know. But sometimes that can be better than the person you're next to, you know?
So it's a turn off. It's a turn off. All right. Next, when is it appropriate to meet the parents?
Oh, wow. I'd say after you bang the girl or the guy.
Wow. Wow.
Oh. You
bang guys?
I'm saying Mary Kay's situation. Nothing will ever happen. I'm just saying, like, hypothetically.
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah.
Because, I mean, I feel like after you tear up someone's property, you got to go to the owner and either apologize or, you know, say, hey, I'm
speak to the landlord about it.
Yeah.
You know, hey, I was here. I see that you've done some groundskeeping.
Uh-huh.
I liked it. I'm sorry for the damage. I didn't mean to egg your house.
I like the bushes. They're nice and trimmed.
Oh,
you got no
my
weeds.
God. All right. No, we're getting off topic.
Yeah.
Meet the parents.
Right. So meeting the parents, if it's I'm able to meet the parents at any time if it's a girl that I really like. If it's someone that I'm just like, hey. Oh,
you're like,
wanna,
what?
You want to
like
come what? Meet my parents? No.
Is that what the girl sounds like?
Yeah. Do you totes want to come meet my parents?
It takes a lot of effort to meet someone's parents. I mean, you really got to. You
it's
have
scary.
To have a game plan going in. You have to either be the funny, like,
yeah.
Hey,
yeah.
I'm cool. Like, yeah. Just you can have any kind of conversation.
Hey, with guys, I'm cool. I'm the funny guy.
Or you can just be the sweet, like, really boring, like, hi, nice to meet you. Your house is gorgeous.
Yeah.
Kind of guy, you know?
Hi, my name's Ryan. I really like your daughter. I think she's really great.
Your rug is beautiful.
Oh. You know? Nice house that you have here. You look great in purple.
Uh-huh. You look great in purple.
You have granite tile flooring. That's marvelous.
or because, well, I mean, it depends. If she's got one parent, just a mom, then that might be a little easier to manage.
Oh, it's much easier. It's,
you know,
it's half as hard.
I mean,
you gotta woo them both.
The dad is pretty terrifying.
I would say the mom is more terrifying, to be honest with you, because the dad is like, hey, what's up? I mean, you can talk to me about whatever because I'm kind of like you. I mean, I like sports. Like the mom, you kind of have to really, like, you gotta try. You gotta be like, hey, I read books.
But at the same
time, I love poetry. What do you love? I love flowers. You know, you got to kind of relate to the mom in some way, and that takes a lot of effort.
You sound gay right now.
You kind of have to be gay when you meet the parents, you know? Mm. Have you ever met parents?
Yeah.
I didn't know that.
What? No, I think that for the guy, it would be more difficult to meet the dad.
It's just nerve-wracking because
that dad...
They know, like, I'm thinking about it. If I'm a parent in this greasy little... light-skinned guy walks in my house trying to talk something sweet to my daughter and he wants to meet me and shake my hand and come eat my food and go hang out with my daughter in the game room and watch movies. Like, that's not appropriate for one because you're not ever even looking at my daughter in the face. You're just going to look down when you speak to her. And two, I know what boys do because I've hung out with guys. You know what I mean? They're just dirty. They're dirty. They're dirty.
That's why I think it'd be difficult for dads because dads going through what, you know, you went through, Miles, or you're going through right now, they know how boys are. They know how boys think.
The ultimate way to defuse the situation is to never be urgent about hanging out with their daughter at the moment. Like, if you're there hanging out with the family, take one for the team, make that a family night and just be all about hanging out with the parents and the family and make that a priority rather than, hey, when can I go hang out with your daughter so we can be alone, please, thanks, because then that looks suspicious.
You got to bring him a gift too at the beginning of the night.
No, probably wouldn't do that. Doesn't fit into the budget. We talked about it. She got the pink lemonade. I can't buy them.
It's not that.
I can't buy them.
The pink lemonade.
It's not that difficult.
I can't buy the dad
buy
peanut
some
M&Ms.
Flower seeds. That's cheap. It's like 99 cents.
Why would you buy them flower seeds?
They plant it in the backyard.
Would you wrap it and give it to them, or would you just hand it to them like a pack of Kool-Aid? Because that's what the flower seeds look like.
You put the flower seeds in a Ziploc bag, label them flower seeds. You hand it to them. Oh my gosh, that's so funny. It's cute though.
No,
parents like that stuff.
If you came to my house and was dating my daughter and gave me flower seeds, I would plant the flower in your head and tell you to leave.
And if I was that guy, I would be like, wow, I'd love to see you do that. Let's do it right now. And you would be, you wouldn't have anything to say. You'd be like, what, you got me there. Let's go have dinner, you know? And that'd be the end of it. It'd be a good start to the night.
I'd say, get the F off my front porch. What a weird child. That's about bringing a grown man flower seeds. What a terrible idea. Bring me some like Snickers or like bring me some Skittles or a tub of Reese's ice cream.
You do that too, but that's...
I think the flower seeds are sweet.
Yeah, that's because you're a girl.
That's what...
But that the mom would appreciate it. The mom would be like,
My wife is not looking at these flower seeds like this boy's legit. Come on now.
You bring the dad a six-pack of beers in and then bring mom flower seeds.
I don't drink beer, so if the kid brought me beers, then I'd definitely be concerned about who my daughter was dating.
Okay, you bring him...
Bring him Tic Tacs.
You bring him
beef jerky.
That's a good one. Or a Sports Illustrated.
Bring him his girlfriend's underwear. Not I mean his daughter's.
Oh.
That would be a bad situation.
That would be all
Please
bad.
Don't do that. Next question.
Next question. Okay, we're gonna go on with the what are turnoffs for guys that girls don't know about?
Oh.
Ryan is very opinionated about
this. No, I'm not super opinionated. There's things that
girls don't know that they should.
Well, females, I just want to say that you guys look great without makeup. And I've never been a fan of makeup. I'm always about the natural look and natural beauty. And that's great. That appeals to me. But I tend to get frustrated when a girl sees me throughout her day and I'm excited to see her as well. And she's so excited. She feels the need to give me a hug and we embrace. I'm a side hugger sometimes. So I'll probably do that, especially if my backpack is on. And then we have this great conversation. Then she leaves. And then I'm walking to my next class and I realize that I have orange stains on my shirt that I was excited about wearing that day because it was white and it was clean. But now you seem to have tarnished my shirt because of your makeup. Mm-hmm. How do you feel about that, Miles?
No, I agree. That's one of the worst. But I say there's that one week during each month where girls can get away with pretty much anything. And when they come up to a guy
scot-free,
crying and being like, oh, my gosh, like that and so happened. It's like,
talk Are you talking about the period week?
That is correct. I'm talking about the period week. I'm just saying, talk to me during the other 3 weeks when you're not emotional and you don't have to cry. You know, you're not always, your tears aren't absorbed in my shirt, you know, and there's no drama, you know.
So if a girl's on her period, you won't talk to her if she's upset.
That is correct.
Miles, you're a jerk.
That's messed up.
It is pretty messed up, but hey, it keeps it real.
What if she's having a horrible day, you know, failed exam.
She should have studied.
She is in a fight with her parents. She's on her period, which, you know, of course, adds double. She's emotional, and all she wants to do is talk to her boyfriend. And you go up to her and you say, wait, is it that week? Okay. And she says yes, and you walk away.
No,
is that what you're saying?
No, it's just like, I hate when, I want a girl that's tough, like a girl that's like, physically
but
and emotionally
everyone has their meltdowns.
Yeah, okay, I understand that. Everyone has their meltdowns. Mm-hmm. But I want a girl like when the chips are down and the ice is thin and it comes down to like I want her to be tough. And if she's I'm her rock and I'll be there for her, of course. But I try my best not to complain about things, how to like constructively solve things. And so when she is just complaining, that's different than A, venting, and B, trying to figure out a solution to the problem. So, and I can't help you when you complain. I don't know what to tell you. Mm-hmm. My dog died. Oh, I failed a test. Oh my gosh, my heel broke on my shoe.
Okay, wait. You can't put dog died in the same category as those. That's a serious thing.
Well, it depends how old the dog is.
How long the relationship between the dog and the girl?
Yeah, I mean, whatever's. Yeah, if the dog's been alive one year, then why are you so attached? It's been a year.
Yeah,
you didn't even see it.
Because dogs are very close to their, you know, owners, masters. All right, what other things should girls look, you know, not do when they are around guys that, you know, seem to piss off guys?
Laughing at everything that a guy says, you know.
Yeah
like, I don't want to talk to a girl that's just gonna be a laugher. I want to talk to a human being.
Exactly. I'm not trying to, well, I mean, yeah, a cute laugh, flatter me, you know, with my terrible jokes.
Mm-hmm.
But
because you do,
hey, how are you? Oh really? Me too. I'm not into that, you know what I mean? I know what one of the biggest like turn-ons is for me is if a girl is witty, like if she's funny.
Mm-hmm.
If she's like legit, because there are two things that girls, and I'm not saying all for all girls, I don't want to be a rude jerk here on the radio, there's two things that girls really, you know, it's not their forte. They're not very funny, one as in like comedic funny, like, hey, let's go to that stand-up show, Sally is performing. Mm-hmm. Right.
Sally.
See,
Sally's funny.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, she makes me laugh. Remember that joke mm-hmm. she told last time? Mm-hmm. No. And two, girls aren't really good at telling stories. Agree to disagree. Miles, how do you feel about that?
No, I totally agree. Usually girls tell stories, but you only remember the first few sentences because they'll be like, oh my gosh, this happened today. Like, it was the craziest thing ever. I went to lunch with my friends. They were serving grilled cheese and like we got two of them, and then get this. They had mashed potatoes too. And then we went to the vending machine to get our beverage and they had ice. It was ridiculous. And the craziest part about this is that the ice was crushed. Get it? You know?
That,
and it's just like,
no. That's a story like, that a I've heard
it's
verbatim.
A good story, but,
verbatim.
You know?
No,
we're going to play the role. It goes like this. Miles, you be my boyfriend, and I'll be your girlfriend, and my name will be Stacy. So, Miles, like,
right
I just have,
oh,
like,
wow.
I just have, like, the ultimate, just funniest story ever for you.
Do you? Stacy, let me hear your amazing story.
Oh my gosh, so glad you asked. So me and Tasha and Rosie were totes in Calabriga today, and the funniest thing like ever happened. It was just so funny, and me and Tasha and Rosie just couldn't stop laughing. It's just, we were there in Calabriga and someone had got their food and they were taking their food back to the table.
Wait,
you know?
Hold on. They were taking the food back to the table?
Back to the table, Miles. You wouldn't even believe. And they were just like walking by themselves, right? And they were like totes looking for their friends. Oh my gosh. Totes looking for their friends. And while they were looking for their friends, they sat down and then their friends didn't show up. And then so they ate by themselves.
That is ridiculous.
Not even
Stacey.
The funniest part is because that when they were there, they just put in their headphones and didn't even look at anyone. They just ate by themselves and they put their tray away and then left.
No, you're such a liar.
What
Stacey,
girl have you
over.
Ever heard that told that story?
I've heard that story at least 35 times in my life.
I've heard it a couple.
Similar variations.
Well, I mean, oh, that is guys tell stories like that.
Guys
where
tell much better stories.
No,
much,
they
much
don't.
Stories.
Would no, you rather, this would is you not battle of the sexes. This is me asking you about turnoffs for girls, but now it's turning into girls don't tell good stories, guys do.
Turn off girls telling stories.
We're saying that a turnoff is girls telling stories that guys.
So a girl
up,
just shouldn't
know?
Talk.
No, girls can talk.
Girls can talk a little. They can talk a little bit. There's a time limit. All right,
would you rather have a girl tell you a funny story or a guy tell you a funny story?
It depends.
Wrong answer.
No, if it's my best friend.
No, I just
that's the worst part. When a girl says, hey, I have the funniest story.
That is the worst.
Immediately as a guy, you're thinking, oh, all right, let's listen up. Here it comes. And your expectations are way too high.
Way too high. way too high.
When does it ever, like, when is the story ever that good?
Don't laugh while you're telling the story.
Okay, but it depends on the kind of girl and the kind of guy.
And don't hype it up. Say, hey, so let's get this. This is what happened today.
Yeah, set the bar low.
And then pretty much it probably won't be funny still, but it'll seem a little funnier because the expectations are so low.
I think that that is BS.
No, Michael Park agrees with me. He believes what we believe, Ryan. I love you, Michael Park.
My friend Michael Park just texted me saying girls don't tell good stories and typically aren't funny.
Exactly. Jeez Louise.
And he said, it's the truth. No, it's not the truth. I think that I'm funny. I think that I tell good stories.
Go.
Mary Kate, do you have a boyfriend?
No, I don't have a boyfriend. But do you have a girlfriend? No.
That's because he chose he doesn't want one.
I don't want a boyfriend.
Girls don't like me, Miles.
Yeah, they don't.
That's not true.
Thanks, Mary Kate. I appreciate that. I'm just kidding. No, that's obviously very true because you just reaffirmed that they don't like me. So that's okay.
They do.
Anyways, anywho's. Dominican. What?
I said there's a bunch of girls around Dominican that, you know, talk about you. And
stuff. Really? What do they say?
Doodoo Mama just texted me saying girls do tell good stories. Or Brianna.
Who's Doodoo Mama?
Bree.
Doodoo Mama.
Hold on. You said people talk about me here at Dominican. Now I want to know the scoop.
Doodoo Mama doesn't sound like a very good source.
Bree tells good stories. I like her stories.
I'm sure you do.
She's funny.
You know, I don't know. I haven't really, to be honest.
Name three funny girl comedians. Go.
The Chelsea Lately. She's funny.
Like stand-up comedian.
Lisa Lampanelli. And what's the black-haired one?
Exactly.
The black-haired one? Oh.
Tina Fey.
She's not a stand-up
Amy
comedian.
Amy Poehler.
They're not stand-up comedians. Those they're on TV shows.
But they're still funny. They were on SNL. They were on SNL. That's improv.
They're on skits. I can name a bunch of funny girls in movies and skits. There's like a million of them. All of them on SNL are funny.
You would be funny in a skit, man.
Exactly. Jessica Jones is pretty funny.
She's not a stand-up comedian.
Who's Jessica Jones?
From here, from DU.
Okay. Yes, I know who that is.
Yeah.
Hey, Miles, can you name three funny guy comedians?
I can name them. I can name 15.
Just three, bro.
Okay. Dane Cook, Cat Williams, Brian Regan. There's three.
Kevin Hart. There's four.
I mean, it's just the list goes on and on.
Wanda Sykes.
Stop. She's not funny. You know she's not funny.
Yes,
either.
She is.
No, she's not funny.
Yes, she is.
She's loud, she's black, and she sounds ridiculous.
Sarah Silverman. That's a good one.
Really?
Are you coming up with
name one of Sarah Silverman's jokes?
She's just a funny girl. She just tells good stories.
When's the last time you listened to her stand up?
Last night.
Really?
Yeah.
What was it called?
It was just called Stand Up with Sarah Silverman.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
Where'd you listen to it at?
On my computer.
What website did you go to?
ComedyCentral.com.
Wow, she's struggling, Miles.
No, I'm not.
Miles, is there any other turnoffs for you as far as girls? You know, can we end on
someone that's always, when you're walking with them, they're always trying to find like a window or a car, like car door to like, just they're always looking at themselves, making sure their hair is good. Yes. That's a big
okay.
Turn
wait,
off,
wait,
you know?
Wait, wait, wait.
I
mean, that's how is that a turn
a
off? No, no, no,
I'm
no.
Sitting
no.
at a computer with a girl, and she dims the backlight to dark.
No, she doesn't.
So she can look at herself.
No,
real
she
quick.
Didn't.
And she just said, "Oh, that's the backlight button." That's you knew that was the backlight button.
Okay, wait. Whenever I pass like a mirror or a window, I look at myself. What's wrong with that? You just want to make sure you look okay.
I know, but when girls are
you
so
do that. You do that. Ryan and Miles, you both do that. You check yourselves out.
It's okay to occasionally do it because you got to make sure you're all there looking good
yeah,
all the time.
Please don't
but I'm saying on a date, you know, when you're walking around, I mean, the girl's all concerned about what she looks like and if her hair, if her bang is perfectly over her ear.
Yeah.
I don't get why girls do that because, I mean, you know when they always, like, ruffle up their hair before they go out and look in the mirror and, like, pat over their eyebrows? I mean, it doesn't do anything. I don't notice any difference.
It's like a post getting ready, you know, routine. Like, you know, I ruffle my hair up, you know, just.
That's unnecessary. That's like.
Let's be positive. So let's, I mean, instead of talking about what we don't like, we can talk about what we do like. We like simplicity. Simplicity is beautiful. So when
simplicity is beautiful,
so
Ryan.
When girls keep it simple and they keep it clean
and
no makeup.
You know, makeup, and they just
pajamas.
Not pajamas. I mean,
they don't.
Keep talking. Keep talking.
Okay. When, and they just kind of keep things simple instead of, you know, go overboard with
hello.
Oh, someone is calling in.
Is anybody on
the?
Hi. Hi. Who is this?
I am a golfer at Dominican. Okay. I'm a concerned golfer at Dominican, okay. And I would like to say that Ryan is not funny, and Miles is nowhere near funny, but he looks funny.
Thank you for your input.
And I would like to say that Wanda Sykes is funny, and so is Queen Latifah, so is Monique, because she will cap on both of those guys over there.
I appreciate your call. Thank you for standing up for...
What's her name? What's her name?
Females. What is your name?
What?
What's your name? What's your name?
We got a liar on line one.
My name is Sylvia.
Sylvia, what's your last name?
Sylvia, funnier than Ryan.
Okay, well, thank you for calling in. I appreciate it. Thank you for your input, because I needed some of it, because these guys are kind of bashing me over here.
Yeah, they're not funny at all.
Sylvia, how do you spell your first name?
All right. We don't need the first name. Thank you for calling.
Probably wasn't funny.
You're welcome.
Sylvia, you just demoralized us. Thank you.
Appreciate it. We were talking about how we think simple is beautiful, and when girls do less, it's actually more like, I don't need a ton of makeup. I don't need you to wear pumps and show off your tatas. Like, just modest is the hottest for me. Modest is the hottest. So I like when girls dress modest, to be honest. Bars.
So you think, hold on, we have another caller. Here we go. Hello?
I just like to say them niggas ain't even funny though. Why ain't even funny though?
You need different people on the air. You need different people on the air. They ain't even funny.
Okay.
I haven't giggled once, not a TV, not a nothing.
Okay, thank you. Thank you for your input. I appreciate it.
I like you. Okay.
All right, thank you.
That right, probably
we
was
obviously
a
have a lot
house.
Of girls listening that do not agree with what you boys are saying.
You gotta give us some better questions here. We need some questions to please the women.
Yeah.
I've been asking pretty simple questions, pretty.
You're kind of making us bash on them, though.
No, I'm not. You guys are completely doing this by yourself. There are answers that boys say that win girls over, and you guys are just completely going
you can't
around
ask
that.
The question: what do girls do that make you like upset? That's
yeah.
That's
yeah. When I was asking before about the when is it comfortable to do things? Oh, girls can't do this. Only guys can
obviously
do this.
We're joking. We're not being completely serious.
Well, I want the serious.
If my girlfriend farted, I would probably be upset for a minute, and then I'd get over it.
Okay. All right.
She farted. I would, hey, what's skirt? Kind of weird. Hit the brakes and ask. You know, we'll discuss it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and then we'll flush it. We'll move on to the next thing.
Okay. All right. I can understand that. So, we're kind of over time right now. I need to wrap the show up. Thank you guys for being on the show. I appreciate it. I'm glad that you let it all hang out. You guys definitely gave your opinions. I know that girls obviously are not very happy with you right now, but I'm glad that you guys were honest.
Well, it's funny just because we had a couple guys text in and say that they'd agreed with us. And then my boy Jamal, shout out to Jamal from the basketball team.
I'm beating you in words with friends.
Okay. He said, I agree with you guys. F the haters. So, big shout out to Jamal. Shout out to Rick Waff.
Shout out to my girls that called in.
Yeah, pretty sure they were fake because they had fake names.
No. Oh, well, they were giving their opinion. That wasn't fake.
Yeah, and hiding behind their identity.
Sylvia called in. Who's
Sylvia? Sylvia? It's funny because you couldn't spell her first name.
Yeah.
I appreciate you, Sylvia, whoever you are. But. That's the end of our show. I would love to have these two in again. Maybe get another girl in here so I could have someone else help me out. But thank you for coming on the show. And I hope that you guys can come on again soon. Might have Ryan on again. Maybe Miles. But Next week, same time, 9 to 10, Wednesdays, Loose Lips. This is DJ Lucky on radio.dominican.edu. Have a good night.
The sun goes down, the stars come out, and all that counts is here and now. My universe.